We are learning Mesteches Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Habavakeya b'shusha rabim. Someone's chopping wood on shusha rabim, which he's not supposed to be doing, v'hizik b'shusha yachid, and it damages in shusha yachid, someone's shusha yachid, or b'shusha yachid, he's chopping wood on shusha yachid, v'hizik b'shusha rabim, or b'shusha yachid, and he's chopping wood on his own shusha yachid, v'hizik b'shusha yachid acher. All these cases, you're chayiv. And we're talking about galus over here. If he killed someone, he's chayiv in galus. If he hurt someone, he's chayiv in nezikin. That's the halacha, because this is not supposed to be done. So we said three cases. V'tzricha, like Gemara says. We need all three cases. If he said the case where someone cracked, was chopping wood on shiyachid and his matzah shirabim, so there, you're responsible for the shchichi rabim. There's a lot of people in Mishurabim. You got to be careful not to send wood flying into Mishurabim because you might hurt someone. So you're supposed to expect that, and therefore you are chayiv. But if you're chopping wood in Mishurabim, usually Mishurabim, not so many people around, you wouldn't be responsible. Lamaisa, chopping wood in Mishurabim is not allowed. So therefore, even though you're a mazik in Rosh Hashanah, where it's not so many people, but you're doing something shalav reshus. I'm Rosh Hashanah, your own Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, Ovid, you're doing reshus. You're allowed to chop wood on your own property. Eim aloi, maybe you wouldn't be chayit. V'itana hanach tarat, even said these two cases, ha'm Rosh Hashanah, Shikhi Rabim. This case is Shikhi Rabim, but ha'm Rosh Hashanah, Shalav reshus. That means the two cases, either the problem is you're sending wood into Rosh Hashanah, which is Shikhi Rabim, you should be careful, or if you're chopping on shirabim, you're doing shloim reshus. Where you have both milas here, you're doing in your own reshus, and the wood is flying to different shiyachah, which is not supposed to expect people there. And it's reshus. Maybe you wouldn't be chayiv tzricha. You're still chayiv. You're sending wood into someone else's reshus. You're still chayiv. And you could have just said the third case. But it's loizu afzu. If you said a third case, you know, kavachem the other two cases, the mukayes speaks out, you say loizu afzu. So that's the case of our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Tana Rabbana. Hanichnas lechanusai shal nagar. Someone walks into the store of the carpenter, shaloi b'shus. He didn't ask, he just went in. And from Rashi to Mavoya in the Sugya, Rashi and Taisvis, through Wamshah and Taisvis, that the guy saw him, the carpenter saw him, but he walked in without b'shus. The nitza bekas, and a piece of wood came flying out from under the hammer. The tafcha upon of him in the face, umes, he died. Potter. The halach is, you potter from galus. Potter from galus. We'll see why in a second. The im nichnas bereshus, but if the guy asked permission to come in, he came in bereshus, then yichayiv. On Rabbi Yosef Yochanina, chayiv b'dal dvarim, u potter megalus. He says, yichayiv b'dal dvarim, not boishes, but the other four, nezek, tzar, ripun, and sheves. But boishes has to be kavanah lahazik, or kavanah for the maisa. Here's no kavanah. So you have dalad varam, or pot megalos. We still pot megalos. If you shein doim el yar, it's not doim to a yar, where the case of galos is that two people were in the forest, and one guy chopping wood, and some wood hit someone else and killed him. So there, they both are there, zel reshushay nichnas, zel reshushay nichnas. They're both coming in reshush. And it's like their own property. And that's why there, Yechayiv Golos. Zeh, Rishus Chaver Nichnas. Here, it's not predominant to that. Because here, it's someone else's Rishus. There's no Chayiv Golos there. So let's recap. What are we saying here? We are saying over here that when someone comes with Shleim Rishus, you're Pata. What does Pata mean? Pata from Golos. And now we know it means Pata from Dal Dvar Moso. But Rashi speaks out that you are Chayiv Finezek. Because Adam mu'ed l'aylam. Adam's always mu'ed. And this is not an oynis gomor. You saw the guy. Not oynis gomor. He wasn't shleim reshus. But it's not oynis gomor. It's yichayif v'nezek. Yichayif v'nezek. Not called the halacha is that you need a shtickle karav l'mezid to yichayif dal advarim. It's not karav l'mezid to yichayif dal advarim. But yichayif v'nezek. And yichayif, but yipata from galus. The second case is he had reshus to come in. So then yichayif v'dal advarim. But he's still part of galus. Why part of galus? Because it's not doim to yar. That time into the forest. So that's the halacha over here. Omar Rava, Rava has a kasha, kavachayim. I have a kavachayim here. Umay yar, madach a forest, zel daite nichnas, zel daite nichnas. Each guy is coming in on his own will, but not, is that not asking you? It's like I'm coming in for your das. It means that you're responsible. Kilu, you invited me in. This guy who's coming to the carpenter store is coming in b'das chaveroi. Like koshkin, shouldn't be chayv in galus. Madach case in a forest, we consider it like you're coming into his house b'rishus, and we chayv galus. So here you take a rishus for sure you chayv galus. So Rava says, "Elam Rava, my part of megalus leisagi lebegalus. You know why you part of megalus? Not because it's not doimer to yar. It's even worse than yar. But here it's too close to amazing." A different reason. Here, when the guy comes in Rishus and you saw him, you knew about him, he came in Rishus, all those reasons, he says there, it's Karav Lemezid, and that's why not Chayav and Golas. So it comes out the Reisha, you part on Golas, because it's more of an Oinus. It's closer to Oinus. And the Seifa, you part on Golas, because closer to Mezid. But you Chayav and Daladvarim, but you part on Golas, because closer to Mezid. That's what comes out from the two cases. When you go in without Rishos, it's carved to Einus. When you go in Rishos, it's carved to Mezid. Masav Rava, Rava has a kasha on this yisoid, that carved to Mezid is part of has a kasha on this. Masav Rava, when you're giving someone Malkus, what they do is, they evaluate the person, how much he can handle. Sometimes a person can't handle 39 lashes. They're very hard lashes, so sometimes he could only take less. And what happened was, Hoysav Lo Ritzu Achas, he gave him an extra one, more than the valuation, for mace, and the person died. Hareza Goyla, the Shliach Bezdin was giving Malkus, goes into Golas. Hareza Goyla al Yada. And Rava asks, Vahacha, the Shayi Karol Amazid, here Shayi Karol Amazid, he gave him an extra ritu, he gave him an extra lash, extra hit, he hit him an extra time. Chariot Karol Amazid, and says he go to Golas. Hacha, Shayi Karol Amazid, Uda Bayasuke, Daiti, the Mice Hinchi. They'll die b'chad ritzua with the extra ritzua. V'ktaniya reza goyla and says you go into galus even though it's karav lemezid. That's the kasha. Rav has a kasha. Rav Yosef Rachaninu says that shay karav lemezid is part in galus. Here you see chayv in galus. Omrav shimi menadoi the toy b'minyana. The case here was that they lost count. They evaluated him for 31 and he hit him 32. He lost the count. So that's why. It's a shaygig. It's not karvelim. Karvelim is a man. The case he did it on purpose, extra ritzua. But here it was a mistake. He pushed it. He lost count. That's what Rav Shimi wanted to answer. So tafak the Rava Basandle, Rava tup shot him. Either means Rava tapped him on his shoe or Rava kicked him with his foot. Amalei otu. What's your teretz? Otu humani. The guy who's hitting the doing the malchus, does he count? Vatayon terabraisa godol shavadayonim. The Godol Shevadiyonim Kairi, he reads the parasha of a Hifla Hashem Es Makoyscha. He reads a special parasha of a Shas when they give the person Malkus. Godol Shevadiyonim Kairi, Vasheni Moina, another person in the Bezdin counts. Vashtushi Omahakel, and the third one says hit. So it wasn't his mistake. How could he be Chayv Golas? He didn't make a mistake. Someone else made the mistake. Elon Rav Shimon Adoyi, the toy dying a Gufa. Yeah, the dying made the mistake. And I, the Dai made a mistake, Freik the Achreinim, the Dai made a mistake, so then why is he Chayav Golas? He didn't make a mistake, it's Oinus. It's Oinus. So and the Achreinim, the Mechashleima, and others, that he's supposed to count along. Even though the other guy's counting, he's supposed to know what's going on also. He's not supposed to just rely on the person counting, and since he didn't count, so a Kaponim is Chayav Golas. But it's definitely a Shoigig, it's not a Karvel Mezon anymore. That's what Gemara's Teretz is, that it's a Shoigig, and therefore, the one who hits is Chayiv in Golas. So right now we're handling this din of Karav Lemezid, and it's not a kasha from here. Karav Lemezid Taka is Potter in Golas, because it's not enough Golas. But here it's a Shoygig, that's where Chayiv in Golas. Meisvet. Hazarik is the Evan Shirabim. Someone throws a stone into Shirabim. Vaharag, and he killed someone. Harez the girl, he goes into Golas. Vahakha, Shoy Karav Lemezid, who the boy Leila Suga Daite. Here, it's a Shoyi Karol Amezim, because you should have figured out that there are people in Shirabim, a lot of people in Shirabim. Victoria raised a girl, she says, get Golas. Here it's Karol Amezim. Omrav Shmuel by Yitzchak. You're right. If you throw a stone into the Shirabim, you put on Golas, because it's Karol Amezim. Here we're talking about, Besoyser es Kaisloi. He was knocking down his wall, and that's why it's a Shoyi. He didn't throw a stone, he knocked down his wall. Freit the Gemara, it's the same thing like throwing a stone. He should have seen where he's knocking down the wall. It's the same thing as throwing a stone. And the Gemara, besoys of a Laila, he's knocking on the wall at night. He's knocking on the wall at night. Belaila Nami, Belaila Uyne. And I also should look where he's throwing on the wall. Why is that an excuse? And the Gemara, besoys says, Kaisla by Yahim La Ashba. He's taking down his wall, but it's to the Ashba. The Ashba is the garbage dump. And I'm not supposed to expect people there. So, Faith Gemara, what are you talking about? Hi, Ashba. Hey, Gedami. If people hang out there, Mezidu, he's amazing. If people don't hang out there, Onesu, he's an Oynes. So what's the case that we're saying that's a Shoygig where he knocks down the wall to the garbage dump? What's the case? Amra Papa, Loitrich Elo, Ba'ashba, Suili, Ponais, Belailo. It's in those days, a lot of people that went to the bathroom at the Ashba, at the garbage dump. So the normal time to go was at night when no one could see. So ba'aspa asuli panis b'layla, people come to the bathroom there at night. Ve'ino asuli panis b'yoyim, but they don't come to the bathroom by day. Ve'iko, the mikvah yosu, sometimes a guy has no choice and he comes there by day. So mezid lo yahava, when I act on the wall into this garbage dump, I'm not amazed. Ve'ino asuli panis b'yoyim, it's not so normal for people to come there by day. But honest nami lo yahava, why? Ve'iko, the mikvah yosu, there are some people come here and therefore, I should have tried to imagine that maybe someone's there, and therefore you are chayiv golus, at least like upon him. It's not called the oynis, and it could be chayiv golus. So the bottom line is, where we're holding right now is that we were mechadish that the case of the carpenter that he went in berishus, you are chayiv without dvarim patan golus. Why patan golus? Because karav amazing. And the more the kasha, Karl made his patan golus. I have a kasha from shliach bezdin. Which is no, there also was a mistake in the counting, so it's a shayiv. Mar the Kashuv and throwing a stone to Shirabim. There's no deal with the case we knocked on a wall into a garbage dump. It was a shaggy. But we're coming out, Karv Lameza Tagapata and Golos. That is the way we learned so far. Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina said this halacha that Yechayev Adal Dvarim and Pata Golos, he said this on the case of the carpenter. Now you're going to say a different version of this memra of Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina. Rab Papa Meshmei the Rav Maslo Aresha. He learns he's going on the Reisha. What's the Reisha? Nichnas lechanusa shel nago shloi b'shus. A guy comes into the carpenter without b'shus, v'nitzloi b'ka, b'kas, and a piece of wood flies out from under the hammer, v'tafloi apanav, hits him in the face, u'meis y'potim. On that halacha, on Reisha Rechanina, chayiv v'abar dvarim, u'potim agalos. He says on the Reisha, y'chayiv v'abar dvarim, because you saw the guy, and that's enough of a chayiv for dal dvarim. But you put on goals. So man the masti law seifa. The one learns it on seifa. You put on goals. Kol shekein areisha. For sure, areisha is not doima. If you say the seifa is not doima, the seifa where it's brishus is not doima to yar. For sure, the areisha was shloi brishus. For sure, there it's no goals. But man the masti law areisha. But the man learns it areisha of a seifa. Kiven the brishus yichayiv goals. So. Just to analyze what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara sounds like it's saying that the Reisha is more karev to Oynis. Huh? Reisha's case was Shloi Reshus. He came in Shloi Reshus. He didn't knock on the door. He didn't ask Reshus. He saw him, but he didn't ask Reshus. We say in the Reisha, you put him in Golis, but you chayiv v'adal dvarim. And the Seifa, you chayiv in Golis, according to this Gemara. But the first Gemara said, the Seifa which case is Reshus, you put him in Golis. Why we say karev l'mezit? So like Tosis speaks out, the first line of Tosis is man, it would sound like the Yosa HaReisha Krei V'Loinis Maj HaSeifa Krei V'Lamezit, that the Reisha is more carved to Oinis because more partially part than Golas than the Seifa is carved to Mezit. And that Tosis is a kasha then, that if it's Oinis, so why Yechayev Dal Dvar? So therefore Tosis answers, no, that Avada, it's not more of an Oinis, it's not an Oinis. The question really is, what's Doima to Ya'ar? Is it Doima to a forest? That's really the Shaila here. That the reason why Yechayev Adal Dvarim is because even Shloi Rishos, you see him come in, it's not Oynis. So why is it so more Pashut over there? Why it's more Pashut there, Yipatim Galos? Zok Toysis, the reason is because it's not Doimah to a forest. Someone who comes to Shloi Rishos, that's more Pashut, that it's not Doimah, it's not comparable to the case of Galos. Mashainki in the second case is more comparable to Galos because it's Rishos. So if you hold in the first case Yipatim, the second case you can be Chayev. But if you hold the second case, which is more comparable to Yaris Potter, so for sure the first case is Potter from Golos. So coming out now, that If it's Bereshus, it's Chayiv Golos. That's what's coming out now. If you go in Bereshus, it's similar to Yar, similar to Afar, it's Chayiv Golos. In fact, Chayiv Golos, Vatanya, Hanichlis Lachanush Shanapach. Someone walks into the store of the blacksmith, Venitza Nitzaitzis, and some sparks came out, Tafla upon him, hit him in the face, and he died. Potter. The halacha is that the blacksmith is Potter. Vafil Nichnas Bereshus. And even if the guy came in Bereshus, he's still Potter. So what do you see? You see a guy comes in Bereshus, the halacha is that you're Potter. That's what you see. A guy comes in Bereshus, even that there you're Potter from Golos. He's a Chai of Golos, even the guy comes in Bereshus. So it's a stira. We're talking about the apprentice of the blacksmith. So, why is that better? Surely you're Potter for that? Surely you're the Nafri, why is the apprentice supposed to kill him? So tomorrow, because Rabbi Mishrabi lots it. He's telling him, get out of here. He's telling him, leave. Vein Yotzi, he doesn't want to leave. And therefore, you part from Golos. In fact, tomorrow, Rabbi Mishrabi by lots is the Mikdekoyi because you ask him to leave. Therefore, you're allowed to kill him. So tomorrow, Kasava Yotzi, he thought he left. Therefore, that's why it's more and more closer to Oinus. He thought he left. He hachi, in fact, tomorrow, Achanami. So someone else also, you know, as Mishos, why don't we say, well, presumably, we're talking about only a Shulya the Nafri was saying, there you thought he left. The other guy, he didn't think he left. You know, he told him to leave. So what's the difference? Achar, lest the aim to the rabbi. A different person is not scared of his master, and therefore you don't assume he left. Hi, this apprentice, Isle as aim to the rabbi, has the fear of his rebbe, and therefore the guy assumed he left, and therefore he's part of his car of loyalness. So we'll see one with Gemara, because it's still a continuation, but let's just figure out what we're learning over here. That we learned over here is that Rav Yosef says that you potter in Golos by Shaloi Bereshus, but Bereshus Yichayim in Golos, because it's like a yarn. The kasha was, I the case of the blacksmith, there's Bereshus, there it says there, he thought he left. He told him to leave, and he thought he left. Why do you think he left? Of course, Emsa the Rabbi Allah. Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rava, Masi Laha. He says the member of Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, on this Gemara. It says in the Pasuk by Golos, Umatza, which means that when someone's chopping wood in the forest, the wood has to find the victim. But Prat Lamamti is Atzmai. Let's say the victim stuck his head out, and you know the thing was flying through the air, and the guy walks right into it. Then you part on Golos. So there's a Golos. That's has a Matzah, not a Mamti, it's Atzmai. Mekan Omer Avlozim Yaakov, Eliezer Yaakov, Mishi Yotze Evan Takas Yodai, someone threw a stone, but Yehoitze Elos Roish, the other guy stuck his head out, the Kibla, and it was cobbling in his head, part. So that's the halacha. That's the halacha that Rabbi Yaakov says that if someone stuck his head out, you potter in Golos. Or is vechadina potter in Golos? You potter in Golos. Vechayev ba'avadvarim. But you are chayev ba'avadvarim. Lemaisa, you're responsible for that. That's called chiyazit already. You threw a stone on purpose. That's called chayev responsible already. So man demas laha kol shekein akamaisa. The one who says it over here. So kol shekein akamaisa. That you're talking about Chayim Baradvarim, and not talking about Golos now. That if you hold over here, you're Chayim Baradvarim, even though someone stuck his head out, so Koshkin and Kamaisa, that there you're going to be Chayim. Well, Man de Masla Kamaisa, it means the other cases, but Man Masla Kamaisa, the Chayim Baradvarim, here you might be Potter. Avahom Potter Lagamri. Here you might be Potter Lagamri. Not only you're Potter in Golos, you're Potter with Aladvarim also. Because since the guy stuck his head out, that can be called a mezid. Again, Dal Dvarim is only chayiv by vichiyozid. That's what we learned before, early on in the second paragraph. We learned that it says lemechayiv abar dvarim ella. I'm reading you a Rashi on Chavav. Daf Chavav. Lemechayiv abar dvarim ella oy mezid oy karv lemezid. Don't the chiyirivun anoshim. The Hasam Ksev Ripui v'Shevus. That I was saying chiyozid. The chiyirivun has to be on purpose. So here, the Fidus Gemara basically holds, this is called on purpose, because I threw the stone. But Lamaisa, Shtikla Oynus, the guy stuck his head out. So if you hold here Yechayiv, Vadere Yechayiv. But if you hold there Yechayiv, with you saw the guy come in, and the guy came into your store, it's not a riot to hear where the guy stuck his head out. Here you'll be Patel Gamri according to those versions of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina.